didn't actually bring a lot because I didn't really know what was going on. I just thought I'd come along.
It's literally just anybody can ask me anything about anything, to talk about anything about anything. So it's like open slather today. Why don't you talk a little bit about how, you know, you had some huge breakthroughs with your floating when you actually helped your guy change his neural pathways, and you felt them changing?
I did. Remember? Actually, I'll start with a small one from yesterday. I have not done a lot with Lily since we spoke. Lily's a mare we have here who we've retired at 10 with basically a lot of arthritis to her body, and overall she's not so much NQR as NR. She's not right. She's got something metabolic that's not right. Vets weren't really able to chase it down, and we just got to the point where we went, she's not comfortable being ridden, it's time to stop trying. But she's quite sad about it. She would like to still be involved. But I did a session with Jenny trying to connect with her and work it out. Other than that, she's pleased I'm listening to her. I haven't got a lot further. So I went out yesterday just to sit with her and ask if, sort of say, I'm here, what do I need to know or do? And I'd had her shut in a small paddock with some grass for several hours. And she checked in, said hello with me, and then just marched to the gate and said, I'd like to go back to my paddock now. That's what I want to tell you.
So Lily's into practicalities at the moment. Yeah, well, this is interesting because I'm actually making this one of the topics for the monthly live seminars that are, you know, where the public can buy tickets to, because it's such a big deal. When a horse has got a deep-seated, I don't know, let's call it a trauma, you know, something that's caused neural pathways, like way back, like Oliver's story is a perfect example. He made enormous breakthroughs with me listening to him, like right at the beginning, and we had a really lovely relationship. And then back at the beginning, he'd run over the top of Michelle a couple of times and then over the top of Steve once. And then 3 years in, he ran over the top of me. And we were humming. We were literally humming with happiness. And I threw the rug over his back, and the tip of the metal on the belly strap touched the chook yard fence, and there was not even a not quite right. It was just an instant over the top of me, and I'm flat on the ground, and I hurt. Like, he really hurt me. You know, 18 hands going high speed over the top of you is not pretty. And he was so devastated about that, because we actually had a really good relationship by then, that he actually opened himself up to look at this, I'm going to call it PTSD. It's, you know, very similar to PTSD in humans. There is no thinking whatsoever. There's no warning, no thinking, no, it's just, you know, holy shit. Stuff. And I didn't notice so much until afterwards that I'm getting ahead of myself in the story. So for him to, as it turned out, he showed us what happened to him, and it was when somebody picked him up that first time he'd been pulled out. He was an assisted birth. He was pulled out. It wasn't an experienced horse vet. They got him to his feet way too early. He was in shock. He went over on his bumpers and they've got a foal with the ligaments stretched and he's walking on his fetlocks the wrong way. And they had to put him in a stable and somebody had to carry this gigantic foal into the stable. And he showed us how the person staggered and was petrified of dropping him, and the people around were petrified of dropping him, and he was struggling and petrified, and that all got imprinted into his psyche and produced this holy shit, you know, space when something went wrong, and when something suddenly went wrong. So we did some T-team bandaging. That was the idea we came up with. We couldn't simulate the arms, even with Sue next door and Steve and me. We didn't have arms long enough to get around his body to simulate the arms around his body. But we did it with T-team bandaging. And this is the point, the relationship I'm making to Lily. He had to be gobsmackingly vulnerable. He had to, like, really open himself up to us that day. He had to have such confidence in the way we would listen to him that, you know, that he could actually be that vulnerable. And 'cause I was reflecting later, how come he didn't show me this before? Well, you know, one, I'd been growing. Two, nothing had happened to make him want to be that vulnerable. It wasn't until he went over the top, you know, I'm only just reflecting later, but it wasn't until he had hurt me that he cared enough to want to deal with it.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
So what I'm saying about Lily is whatever's there could be something that she feels really vulnerable about, and those little bits of conversation that you're doing are just gold because they're all giving her the confidence to show you. You know, like on Fast Track, we learned how to back off on a not quite right and wait for the release and, you know, then relearn something and all that kind of stuff. And that's beautiful work, really beautiful work. But, you know, sometimes people don't want to tell you the deep shit.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
yeah, me too.
Hey, darling.
Yeah. Okay. Gosh, we've got a lovely lot of people on the board at the moment. Good morning, Sue. How are you? I haven't talked to you for ages. Sam's in from South Australia. Oriana's in from Portugal. Carolyn's in from Western Victoria. And we've got a whole heap of people in the chat room. Okay. So that's it. Yeah, so that's a pretty big topic, eh? Okay, I'm going to close everyone down. Just like I normally do, press star 7 if you want to talk, because it's only down to, I've only got it turned off for the quality of the sound. I hadn't noticed that we still had everybody open. Catherine from Mackay in Queensland, you're next on the board. What would you like to talk about, Sunshine?
I actually just joined because I just wanted to listen, but I just want to say thank you to Sue for writing all those things in the forum for me, her little epistle, and
she's super.
I know, but I read it probably about 10 times, and I have tried to answer back, but it's really strange because either my computer goes off or my iPad dies when I'm halfway through, and then it just goes what I've written, and I'm like, oh, I'm obviously not supposed to put it up yet, so And Anarchy, yeah, it's weird. And Anarchy also put wrote on there too that it's very similar to one of her horses' journey. So I was actually reading her a few of her things this morning on the forum before we came in. I did get Bumblebee out yesterday, and we can't seem to get past the grass game because he's just so food orientated. It's just crazy. And trying to get his head up for more than, say, 5-10 seconds, as much as I can do, and actually just ask him to stand and, you know, hold his head off the ground. So we've been sort of working on that and then adding 1 second after that and then walking away. And he's really good now, as in I don't have to pull. You know, I do the where you run your hands up the rope, soft hands, and his head will raise straight up now, but yeah, not for very long. So to try and do the box, he was just not impressed at all to even consider anything but just eating grass. But yesterday we
pause for a second because there's a couple of things coming up in that. Have you tried the pay attention to me, please, while he's eating grass? Can you keep a connection together? Can you feel the connection with each other while he's eating grass at liberty? Like,
in the paddock? Yeah. Oh, at liberty. Yeah, no, he'll walk away.
No, this isn't about him having to be standing there doing anything. When he's grazing in the paddock, can you walk around the paddock and feel his connection to you?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
As in when he's tipping an ear to me, or he'll look up and see what I'm doing. And
Okay. So the box game, the stand in the box thing, which was just, God, this transformed my life with Oliver, because he had no idea of anything related to, you know, him supposed to do something or me wanting him to do something. Doing that on the grass is probably just too hard. Have you got a place with no grass?
No, that's the thing. Everything's got grass on it. Unless I buy a horse float and go to the local arena, which I'm actually seriously considering.
I was just going to say that's a big step.
I know. But, yeah, that's probably my... Because there's just grass everywhere here, so...
Okay, so here's another one that just pops into my mind. What about you make yourself a little electric post, you know, with some star pickets and a couple of hot wires that aren't hot?
Yeah.
Make yourself a big yard and let him eat that out until there is no grass there.
Yeah, I might do that down the bottom.
Just a thought. Now, here's the other one. Take your attention inside and let's see, is he actually hungry for something? Because hungry doesn't always mean I need food. It can be hungry for a mineral and you're just going after food trying to get it because your body's starved for something that you're not getting. Did I explain that well enough?
So
it could be that, or it could be another possibility is that it's stress eating.
Yeah, that's what I think it might be.
Okay, let's take your attention inside and drop in and have a feel of... get some clarity around what's behind it, because it could be something I haven't even thought of. Gee, you're doing that very fast, Catherine, and very well.
Thank you.
You've still got a little bit of a frowny thing around it, though. Even though you've gone into the alpha state really quickly, you've got a frowny feel around the subject. Can you feel that? Can you feel that in your eyes?
Yeah.
That kind of frowny
feel? Yeah, I can feel it. It's really big.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, this is pretty advanced work, but you're up for it. We might have one or two people on who might not be, so don't worry if you don't know what I'm talking about. There's a paradox here. You have a problem, right? But focusing on the problem kind of attracts more of the problem. You know, where you've got your attention, and yet how do you get your attention off that? Because, you know, FFS, the shit's hitting the fan all the time. So this is another one of those example of one of those paradoxes that we talked about in the paradox of healing. So allow yourself to notice everything about what you feel around this problem. What we're gonna do? There's a couple of steps to what we're gonna do. We're gonna find a willingness to feel everything around it. Sorry, I had a message from Carolyn at the same time. We're going to get you to feel everything that you feel around this problem. Expand and notice all the different ways that you feel about it, knowing that behind it, that some of the stuff isn't yours, you know, may or may not be yours. Be open to the idea that it may or may not be yours. And looking for the big picture around it, like what's really going on here. So we're going to actually go looking for the heart of the paradox around it. Does that make sense? You remember this work from the healing, from the paradox of healing work?
Yeah.
Okay. So with that, so knowing, you know, how we're going to do this, can you find that willingness feeling to feel everything about what you're feeling about this problem? Just the willingness, not knowing how you're going to do it.
Mhm. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you? So you can feel that smiley willingness feeling.
Yeah.
Perfect. Just sit in the energy of that for a minute. Can you feel how a horse on the other end of that is going to feel completely different to a horse on the other end of a, shit, we've got this big problem?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you feel the expansion of that?
Yes, I did.
Oh, that was lovely. So it's not that we're trying to pretend that you don't have a problem. Mm. There's no doubt you've got a problem. It's just, it's also an opportunity, and it's also all sorts of other delicious stuff as well. Okay, so in this space, are you willing, can you find that willingness feeling to understand the totality of what's going on here?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's interesting. That energy is kind of really swirling around, isn't it?
Mm.
And in this energy, you can ask him, how can I help you? So does that feel good to ask him how you can help him?
I got a frown.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. Wasn't quite the right thing. Just sit in the willingness feeling. Notice everything about that feeling of willingness to understand everything about what's going on with this. Open to the idea that all the feelings that you're feeling aren't necessarily yours. Now, sunshine, you've just opened up infinite possibilities in front of you. Can you feel the flow of that energy?
Mm.
I don't know whether you actually got an answer or not, but the answers are going to flow. The answer is going to flow. That's the flow of the universe that I talk about. Wow. So although from a practical point of view, you've got heaps of practical techniques, but let's go back, and I know I'm repeating this, but it's such a freaking big deal. The energy of looking at it as a problem, you know, and how do I get this horse to do this very basic stuff, and, you know, some of what he's doing is unsafe, but the difference between that energy of the problem and this energy of the willingness changes the whole ballgame.
Mm.
And yet, if we just said, oh, you know, there's no such thing as a problem, it's only opportunities, like, well, what a wank. It's true, but it doesn't mean much when you're in the shit. There. And if the answer comes up while we're, you know, if the insight comes flooding in while we're here, put your hand back up and tell us all about it. You put a hand up by pressing *2 on your little telephone pad on web.
All right. Well, I'm on my computer and it says raise hand. There's a little button. Is that it?
Yep, that'll do nicely.
Yeah, okay. All right, thank you.
Well done. Now here's a warning. The day I understood this willingness stuff, I blasted myself out into the stratosphere. It was one of the most exciting days I've ever had in my life. It was just tumbling into everything I was doing, and, oh, man, I was like, bing, 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 bing. And then I wake up the next morning and I couldn't do it. And I was like, no, I couldn't find that beautiful energy. And I was like, man, that's so unfair. Don't give it to me and then take it away. So I went and meditated. And I think I'd sat down for about 5 seconds when I got the insight that I'd turned it into a technique.
It's
not a technique, it's a feeling. Super.
Cool. Thank you, Jenny.
Oh, you're welcome. Carolyn from Western Victoria, have you got anything you'd like to talk about today, sunshine?
Oh, I don't know.
I can come back to you if you want to think of something.
Okay, that'd be nice. Yes, thank you.
Okay. Sam from South Australia. How are you on this lovely day?
I'm very well, thank
you. That's good. What would you like to talk about today?
When I had a private lesson with you quite a while ago now, I ended up, one of the results of that was myself taking all of the pressure off of myself and Jake from doing what I thought we wanted to do. And one of the steps to achieving my original outcome, which was to go trail riding here, there and everywhere and on this very nervous horse, was to just take baby steps and trail walk down the road. And even that was a problem. And cut a long story short, now he wants to go further when we walk down the road. He takes the lead, and it's not me pushing and pulling or anything like that. It's like, right, where are we going?
Super.
And I just thought that was fascinating. Super. As soon as I took the pressure off of both of us, it's like, yeah, okay. And to the point where if I go for a walk without him, he'll follow me to the gate and then take off in a rip-snorting temper if I don't take him with me.
Oh, I love that. Absolutely love it. So can you see the similarity between some similarity, it's not the same, but some similarity between what you're talking about and what Catherine was just talking about?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. What you've done is gone a different way around finding an answer.
Yes. Yes.
Lovely.
And to be honest, I wasn't even asking him to. Okay, we took a big break from even trying to walk down the road. And when we resumed it, it was for a different reason. It was to get him back into work and avoid some of this spring foundering issues that I'm likely to face. I'm just trying to head all that off at the course and get some exercise into him.
Yeah.
And it wasn't for any other reason than to go for a walk.
Yeah. So when you're walking along, can you feel the connection between the two of you?
Definitely. Definitely. We play the mirroring game.
Oh, super. Yep. Super.
And even to the point in our program where we meant to be trotting for 5 minutes. Well, I find that a little bit difficult. I get puffed out before he does. But, yeah, his energy matches mine and we just sort of take off together and slow down together. It's gorgeous. I've been loving it.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah, I remember that getting the miles under them for spring thing. I actually laid Rapunzel from the car window and we put in about 7 Ks a day.
Yeah, I had considered that, but there's nowhere suitable here, so I figure, well, I'll get the exercise too.
I could probably do with the 7 Ks as much as she can, but I'm afraid it ain't happening. So you clearly this feels super. Are you clear on your next steps?
I think so. I mean, we're doing a program put forward to me by a friend by, is it Jack Ballou? Is that how you pronounce her name? I think she's Canadian, but it's a very, it's a 10-week program and it's adaptive. So you add a little bit every 3 weeks sort of thing. And it's every day with a few breaks, like every 3 or 4 days there's a break, but I've found it difficult to keep that continuum happening with the rubbish weather we've been having.
Yep.
And hail and whatnot. But it's the riding start of it is starting soon, and I've just been pottering around here.
Okay. Yeah, that'll so be even the as you're talking thing. About that, I can feel your discomfort. So just drop inside, drop into your outward breath and figure out what that's about. Or with the intent to figure out what that's about. And again, that's a bit frowny faced.
I have a rational reason why that might be a problem.
Yeah.
The first 5 weeks, it says, you know, don't try to ride the horse in frame or do anything like, just let him use his natural carriage and that's fine. And we've been walking and trotting around. But the next part moves on to canter and also to riding in frame, neither of which we've done together
okay.
before.
Okay, so I'm different to a lot of teachers. Is his back? I would be looking for a horse to have their back lifted up at all times before I wanted to pick up and ride in a frame.
Yep.
Because if their back's not elevated, which then means as you slowly pick up, it just kind of comes sweetly with you. If that's not happening, it's kind of the cart before the horse. You're going to get breaks in the neck vertebrae. You're going to have a hollow back. You're going to have jerky movement. You're going to have a horse on their front end. You're going to have all kinds of stuff. And it's going to feel crappy. All that beautiful, joyful stuff you've been doing is going to actually, I've just had a little flash of expansion. You know, listen to yourself and your horse and don't do anything that goes against you, that goes against your own guidance. Because it's possible and in fact joyful to move forwards in what you're talking about when your intention is to keep that joyfulness of going down the track and that curiosity and that togetherness, and you don't want to blow that by doing something on somebody else's timetable.
Sure. Yep.
Does that make sense?
Certainly does.
So you can pick the techniques, but stay with your horse.
Yes.
So take your attention inside to your outward breath. And just notice the way the lower part of your ribs just squashes that last little bit of breath from your lungs. Can you feel that freedom in your ribs? For some reason, I want to tell you to keep your eye on that in the saddle.
Okay.
The minute you haven't got that freedom in your ribs, you're probably feeling your horse not having that freedom in their ribs, which means their back's not lifted up, which means they're not strong enough to carry you, which means the energy's not running right, the connection's not happening, and the joyfulness sure as shit won't be there.
Yes.
Or you're headed south with your joyfulness.
Yes.
And in fact, I'm drawn to, have you checked that that breath is still there when you saddle up?
No, I've been concentrating on soapy bones and posture and...
Yep, cool. Mm. Cool.
I'll do that.
So just... Yeah, so just pay attention. If he starts holding his breath as you're saddling up, just pause and wait, maybe even pull the saddle back off for a minute. Go into this space, find the answer. If there's anything else you have to do, you know, the fast track lessons give you a format to help your horse get really good with the saddle. And I'm saying this because, you know, I've only come across, I don't know, maybe 3 horses who were actually happy with their saddle in all the clinics I've run and all the lessons I've taught. I can only think of 3. Far out. And we want to sit on it. It takes away the togetherness.
I have been saddling him up at liberty, at least until the girth goes on, and I get a distinct opinion about that on any given day.
So what's the opinion?
Sometimes it's like, yep, okay, and other times it's like, oh, I'm just going to walk over here and here's my butt.
Okay. Cool. So what do you do about it?
Take a step back and depends. Some days I just wait and hang out by the fence and it changes. Other days I actively back off, like remove saddle pads, everything, and
wow, that all sounds perfect.
Yeah, we're getting
well
there.
Well done you.
We're
well
getting
done you.
There.
Good on you.
Not perfect by any stretch, but...
Coming along very well by the sounds of it. Okay, so the theme that we were talking about with both Robin and Catherine in slightly different ways, it applies here too, doesn't it? You look at it as a problem, as that brings a certain kind of energy to the problem.
Yes.
And yet it is a problem. Or yet if it's happening, it is a problem, so you can't ignore it either. But if you can find that willingness to feel your feelings around it, do you want to have a go at that now?
Sure.
Sure. Okay. So, when with this willingness stuff, you don't actually have to have the faintest idea how you're going to get the answer. You just have to be willing to get the answer. So, you're already flowing. Yeah, I can tell from the way you're talking, you're already flowing in the moment. But there's something about this moving forward into the ridden work and the lifting them up into a frame that's causing a constriction in your ribs and his just at the thought of it.
Mm.
So can you find a feeling of willingness to understand everything around that?
Mm.
That kind of smiley. There. That's it. Feel that tingliness. It's almost like an energy rush. In this space, you're open to the idea that everything you're feeling is not necessarily yours. You're open to the communication with your horse. You are anyway. This is just a depth to it that's bigger. Holy dooly, Sam. You just hit that next layer of energy where you kind of carried along. The momentum of the universe kind of carries you along.
I'm tingling all over.
Yeah. Okay, you set yourself up in our conversation and feel free to, when the recording comes up, to come back in and come back into this part of your session. But so you can remind yourself, if you need to, of what the success was. You already had most of it. There was just this commitment to the joyfulness that you experience when you're walking along, and that togetherness that you experience when you're walking along. You want that the whole way.
Yes.
Lovely. Well done, you. Come into the forum and tell us how that goes.
Thank you. Yes, I will.
Okay. Well done. I like the sound of the way you're working, Sunshine. Happy
it's taking
horses.
Us a while, but we're doing it.
Yeah. It's like when you've got that kind of foundation, when you've got that kind of a foundation, you can expand the comfort zone into all kinds of other things.
Yes.
And one of the things, there's a, gosh, I wonder if Susan Jackson, if anybody can remember which live seminar it was, but we did a riding seat seminar that'll be in the archives. It's maybe two or three seminars ago, and Susan Jackson had an experience with Knight where she was able to do the long rein work, no worries at all, but as soon as she picked up, she was riding a plank. And we did some work on the seminar on how to pick her reins up and how to feel into the reins and keep her riding position, because she was throwing away her riding position when she picked her reins up. So there was a lesson in there in that. So if you go into the forum and check back and to which one had riding, had the subject of riding seat. Because that could be part of it too. You can do little approach and retreats like pick up just as far. This is once he's ready. Pick up just as far as you can feel that togetherness and that yumminess. And there's all kinds of possibilities of what to do if you lose it. But at the beginning, I'd just be slowly putting my reins back down again and waiting for the release. But the other possibility is meet and melt. To pick up with the reins, just start to pick up with the reins, and as you meet the part that's not okay, then you just kind of melt off that with a tiny fraction and wait. These are all techniques, sweetheart, and techniques are a dime a dozen. As long as you're in that place, the answer to which technique to use will flow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's doing for you already, so cool.
Thank you.
Well done. Carolyn's got her hand up. She thought of something.
Hi, Jenny. Yes, yeah, sorry. I just had this feeling yesterday that I have been having a few tummy issues since my accident. Just feel like sick and bloated, not all of the time, but sometimes. And it always seems to be when I eat, or even if I just have a glass of water, and it can be any time of the day. And I thought it might have been just something I was eating, so I've actually been having a food diary and cut a lot back on sugar because I thought maybe it's sugar. I don't eat a lot of food anyway, and right at the beginning I was hardly eating anything, and it was still happening then. And I have spoken to my doctor about it, and she feels it was probably something that jarred when I actually had the fall, so whether it was or not, I'm not sure. But I just wondered whether that is something that I need to work on, that's something deep set, or
okay.
I had thought about whether it was someone else's, but I can't think of it being someone else's.
Drop into your outward breath. This is a nice mixture we've got going on today. What works best for you, Carolyn? What mixture of breath and heartbeat and energy movement?
Usually it's my breath, but I do feel I get a fair bit of energetic feel.
Yep. Excuse me. So if everybody else would pay gentle attention to their outward breath as well, and drop into this space with Carolyn. Let's really ramp this field up. Let's amplify this field. And so everyone paying gentle attention to their outward breath. And the way that the lower part of your ribs just squashes that last little bit of breath from your lungs. If you find yourself with a frowny breath, you'll see in a minute, Carolyn, there's a reason I'm doing this with everybody. Can everyone find the willingness feeling to hold this beautiful container for Carolyn? This beautiful container of her perfect healing. Or her perfect understanding, or her perfect manifesting, or whatever this turns out to be. There. Did you all notice that your eyes kind of softened and your third eye stretched a little? Lovely. Some of you stretched a lot. Some of you are already in it. So, Carolyn, can you find the willing feeling?
Yes.
To notice the rightness behind the wrongness of this stuff.
Yes.
There. So there's a faint feeling in your tummy around food. Even as you've hit that willingness place, there's a feeling in your stomach. So just see if you can find the willing feeling to feel all your feelings around it, not just the stomach stuff. Open to the idea that it might not all be yours. I just had my jaw and sinuses just opened up. Did that happen for you?
No,
or is that
I'm just
part of me holding my space?
No, my heartbeat seems to be coming in.
Oh, lovely.
I'm quite strong.
Feels like my ears want to pop and are starting to.
I've got a lot of energy right through my body.
Soak it up. See, the thing that happens when you go into this paradox stuff, you can call it a 50 different things, the rightness behind the wrongness, or, you know, you're opening up to feel the willingness to see what's really going on here, whatever, you know, something happens in this space and you get whatever you need. So sometimes if it's understanding you need, then it's understanding that floods in. If it's healing that you need, then it's healing energy that floods in. If it's healing for someone else, like everybody's holding, everybody's gone into that willingness place with you today, so they're either running healing for themselves or understanding for themselves or healing for you or manifesting infinite possibilities. All of that stuff, you get whatever you need in this space. We'd love it if you'd come back into the forum sometime over the next few days and into where I'll put this, you know, into the seminar archives where I'll put this, and tell us what changes from this energy, what changes you experience.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely. Sit and enjoy that for as long as you want to, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Yeah. So the tummy feeling that was there before isn't there now, is it?
No, I just feel all light and the heartbeat is just so strong.
Yeah. Gorgeous.
Yeah, I brought through my body. The whole body's just tingling with just energy, yeah. But it's light.
Yeah. And so everybody else on the call, if you allow yourselves to feel the gratitude for being a part of this, because you were all a part of this too. I just heard a funny tone in my voice. Let me just drop into what that was. We're all one. The oneness in us, you know, when we drop into that willingness place, we connect with the oneness with each other as well as with our horse. If we're doing it with our horse, we connect with our horse. When we're doing it with each other like this, it's a beautiful connection of oneness together. Wow, that ramped it up. Holy snapping turtles. I've got shivers running up and down my back. If you're in the chat room, say if you've got shivers running up and down your back, and if anybody's in the webcast and you've got massive shivers running up and down your back, put your hand up and tell me. See, really what we're doing here is oh gosh, I'm just feeling into the right words for this. The oneness that we're looking for with our horse, you know, that beautiful connection with our horse that just flows, is exactly the same oneness that we feel with each other, that we can feel with each other, that is there to feel with each other. Okay, sweetheart, we want to know how this turns out, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. And just close you down. Oriana, I'm opening up you next.
I have something for, I think it's Catherine. The horse that she's been... my grass game.
Yep.
While you were talking, I got anybody knows the blooming gardener's question time. The answer lies in the soil. This might not just be minerals.
Trace elements, minerals.
And the word silica comes up, which is interesting.
That sounds like you could get your pendulum out, Catherine. Hang on, let me open you up, Catherine. That sounds like you could get your pendulum out and have a bit of a practice. There's a couple of different ways of getting silica. First of all, you want to know if it whether it's too much or not enough. But there's actually a silica tissue salt that you can buy from health food shops, and you could
from health food.
Yep, from health food shops. Mm-hmm. Some of the chemists carry that whole range of Schüssler's tissue salts.
Jenny, something else also has come up is that she needs to test for iron. Iron is an antagonist, and it stops the uptake of a lot of minerals. And it can be pendulum, but otherwise it's got to be water and glass.
Didn't hear those last couple of words. Got to be Sorry. Water and what?
Yeah, you can get your water tested for iron and also the hay and grass.
Oh, water is very high in iron.
Right. Minerals. Yeah. Particularly zinc and copper.
Zinc and copper.
Okay. We could talk about that afterwards, Catherine. Work out what minerals you can use to bring that high iron water into balance.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thanks, Ariana.
It's okay. Hey. I spent an absolute fortune on blooming minerals for my horses, and I get my hay analysed. So,
yeah.
And they still go for mud in my pond when they get to it. Not all the time, just occasionally.
Well, that's just getting what they need in the way that they need it.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Closing you down again, Catherine. And Ariana, what would you like to talk about today?
Okay. As you know, I have two opposites in Nuvang and Fred. So the other day I do some work with Nuvang, and I took her into the school, and it's like, move? No? You know, I kind of had to look at what I had to do to get her to move anything. And it's like leaping up and down, being like a banshee. And, you know, she'll start to move. And I thought, okay, I need to improve my relationship, get a better connection. The connection obviously wasn't there. And so the universe provides me with a nice opportunity today, because I went off to do my bicycle ride and she was up the top. And, oh, where are you going? When I came back, she was there. I thought, okay, I'll spend some time with her. And I had a very nice sort of 20-minute, half an hour time with her on her own, on the track. And we were just doing matching steps, walking together. And we did that for a little bit. And actually, I went across the field thinking maybe that's enough. And she kind of called and said, no, I want to be with you. Which is very nice. Appreciating that sometimes the opportunity to do something comes along easily and you mustn't turn around and say, I haven't got time.
Aha.
Yes. And it's very gentle sort of, you know, thing to appreciate rather than I'm going to take my horse out of the field and do some work.
Yeah, well, the purpose of it, eh? And the willingness and the timing and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a situation with when I was having lessons with Frederick. I noticed with Rapunzel that our in sync together was absolutely stunning on one side. But if I went to move her to the other side, there was a block in, you know, I could feel my ribs didn't kind of move that way and her ribs didn't move that way. And I was like, man, how am I going to address this? and Boots stepped in and did it.
Oh, wow. I've got something else.
It was just amazing to have... He led us through S's.
Oh, wow.
With this beautiful flow in his body.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit. That there's no way that's coincidence. Like, you know, I was really appreciative of him. And then when I'd let the horses out of the hay yard after feed time, I kind of said to him, well, if you were really doing that, would you like to do it again? So he did. He led us at liberty the second time through these beautifully flowing bodied S's. And Rapunzel actually released the block that was on that side.
Yeah.
So, if we take it back to the theme that seems to be flowing today, instead of the, when we allow ourselves to see the problem and more to the point to feel our feelings that we feel around the problem, and then find that willingness place, that willingness feeling to open up for the solution, what's going on behind this.
Yeah.
And even as I say that, can you feel the energy changing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because this is going to apply to, it kind of applies to everything. The difference between... Can you feel the energy difference now in the willingness feeling as opposed to stuck in the problem feeling?
Yeah, because it feels much more grounded. I've had a slightly different experience with Fred today, bearing in mind that with Fred, the history of taking him out from away from the others and into either the round pen or the school was pretty
much. Can you just pause for a second, Petal? You just disconnected.
Okay.
You were in a beautiful energy.
Yeah, and I thought it was quite something else.
Yeah. Now, nothing wrong with that. Don't make it wrong. Observe that it happened. And let's go back to it because, will we, won't we? See, the appreciation of the willingness feeling actually, and this is the heart of Fast Track, sitting in that beautiful energy and allowing it to flow and appreciating the heck out of it and noticing what it feels like in all your body is what changes the neural pathways forever.
All right.
So I'm not going to artificially pull you back to when you were feeling like that, but just that observation that next time you feel it, enjoy it a bit more.
Yeah, now that's an interesting one, because the paradox with Fred is that because of his nature, I'm a lot more on my toes because he's not relaxed enough yet to really respond. I had him today in
okay. We don't even need to go further than that. Drop into what you feel about that problem. Just find the willingness place. Find the willingness to. Can you feel the willingness?
Yeah.
To feel all your feelings around that problem. Because that in itself is kind of like the source of everything else. So you don't even have to really know, you don't have to know how you're going to do it. You don't have to know what the outcome's going to be. You don't even have to know what the problem is.
Yeah.
You just have to feel the, can you feel the willingness to understand the all your feelings around this problem, to allow yourself to feel it.
Yeah, because some of this is noticing the feeling.
Yeah, you've got so good at noticing. I can tell from your emails and from the way you're talking. I'm just thrilled to bits with how well you're noticing.
Yeah.
This is just a little fun layer.
Yeah, and the worst layers today, definitely.
Yeah. So stick with this willingness feeling, sweetheart. Because you found it, and I can feel your third eyes wide open.
Yeah.
Can you feel that kind of pull across the top of across your brow?
Not really, no.
Okay.
I think it's probably open more often than it's closed. I don't know.
Yeah. I can feel it really pulling across. Okay. Oriana, this is, you are so good at observing now. This is one for you to practice by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel this antsiness about going forwards with it here. But have an explore at home.
Mm-hmm.
You're not trying to ignore a problem, right? Because, you know, those of us who are spiritual and into personal growth will often, you know, there's often a thing about, you know, don't focus on the problem, focus on the solution. Well, come on, the answer comes from the juiciness of the problem when you open up to the big picture behind it. You know, that's where you find that energy at the heart of the paradox. It seems like a contradiction, but it's not. And so every time you're thinking of something as a problem, just observe that and drop into this willingness feeling. See if you can find this willingness feeling.
Yeah, I had something really interesting this evening because you remember your email talking about the bum high, wasn't bum high, it's front end low.
Yeah.
And I made a sort of connection, although Fred isn't that. Whenever I pick up his front right foot, it tends to go across his other leg rather than be relaxed and just let me pick it up and be loose. And I kind of made a connection because he's got a rather strange walk. But the feel I had was that the sternum is a restricted area for him. It didn't feel right, and that was why he had trouble
with
being ridden. Because
it is for most horses. Because any conflict with humans, anything that they perceive as conflict, is reflected in a sternum. It's like everybody sitting up now in your chairs, feel what happens when you roll your shoulders forward. Feel defensive. Feel what it feels like to be defensive. And notice how your shoulders and your posture kind of comes over the top of your sternum. And there's a vagus nerve there, just in underneath the sternum. And that vagus nerve governs just about freaking everything in the body. It runs down into the digestive system. It plays into the heart. It regulates the heart rate. It comes back up into the throat. So when a horse is jammed up in artificial, pulled in, that nerve up there actually runs down and affects the vagus nerve. It's probably the nerve that has the most impact on the body. And very few horses are actually lifted up in the sternum, and very few people too. Like, if we're feeling defensive, we kind of roll over our shoulders a bit too. We've gone really echoey, Oriana.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, can you come into the forum and talk about in a couple of days' time and talk about how this pans out for you?
Yeah, I'll have a go at it. because the thing of the sternum and his foot and his front right leg and the restriction that then that's moving towards his back end, which is giving this rather strange walk. He looks lame, but he's not. I'm finding really interesting. Because it came up with a pendulum and I thought, oh, I never thought of that.
Okay. I'm gonna skip up the board to Jan. Because I know she can have time restrictions. Hello, Sunshine, how are you? Jan?
Hi, Jenny.
How are you, Sunshine? Did you have anything you wanted to particularly talk about today, or did you come in to listen?
No, I just came in to listen.
Lovely to see you here.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to be talking a lot more soon because you're in the Einstein Factor.
Yes.
Gosh, we are. You should see Sandra and Carolyn and I. Our energy's just freaking rocking. Some of the things that have been happening are just, it's been expansion after expansion after expansion. It's going to be a big clinic, I can tell, because the lead up is just so freaking delicious. Okay, well, I'll see you there then.
Okay.
Hey, Sunshine, you've been having a bit of a shit time in New South Wales. Ree? Hang on. You're on there twice, so I'll try the other one. Where are we? Can you talk now, Ree? Nope. Okay. Never mind. What have we got here? Next person up the board. I don't know who this is, but it's a 3002 phone number. Australia. Who's that? 3002 ends in 3002.
It's me. Ree.
Who? Ree.
Who?
Ree. Oh, okay. So you're there in web call twice and...
Yeah, and it kept cutting out.
Not to forget Jenna.
It kept cutting out.
Yeah. Just pause a second, please, Sunshine. Janet, Carolyn's quite rightly reminded me that you're in the chat room with a question and I'll... thanks for reminding me, Carolyn. I'll come back to you straight after Ree. Okay, so have you come in to listen today or have you got something you'd like me to talk about or ask me or whatever?
I don't really know. I've just been a little lost lately. And things have gone
You
and
all of New South Wales.
Yeah. I mean, with my horses, I'm just trying to think about, yeah. I got to the stage where I just had to distance myself from my horses.
Okay.
There was just so much emotional stuff going on with all areas of my life, and my horses were picking up on that. They were basically going wild with overwhelm, the same as me. They were mirroring me and I had to take a step back.
Okay, so you're on a program where you can ring me up and say, hey, Jen, did you forget that?
Yes. No, I didn't forget that. I just, I needed to switch off, basically. I just needed a break and switch off from everything.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so.
Well, just know that we've got your back, Sunshine.
I know that. I just needed to switch off.
Yeah. Cool. So how are you going with lockdown? For our overseas friends, Ree's been in lockdown now for 8 weeks. We've been in and out of lesser and greater stages of lockdown for probably about the same period of time, 6 weeks.
Yeah, so kind of dealing with it, kind of not dealing with it. I'm glad I don't live in town. I could not cope.
Aren't we blessed to be on farms?
Yes, I feel very grateful for that because I know a lot of people are struggling.
Yeah, just pause for a second. Did you notice what you felt like when you said, I feel really grateful for that? There's a really nice, there's a really nice feeling of gratitude, and it's really useful to pause and feel into that.
Yeah.
Do you know gratitude? I mean, I've got two kind of grades of gratitude. I've got appreciation, which I actually cultivate, because gratitude was not natural to me. So I cultivated appreciation, pausing and appreciating the horses when a release happened, and pausing and appreciating all kinds of things, and that gradually expanded into automatic gratitude, which is literally heart opening. It's like warmth. And it doesn't matter which label we give it, appreciation or gratitude, it is the fastest path to positive change.
Yep.
And, you know, I've noticed in myself that because I've been in, you know, I've had periods in my life where I've been deep in depression and on medication for it and all that kind of stuff. I'm not sure if everybody knew that about me. This is going back about 25 years plus, maybe more than that even. My kids were little and my boys are like 34 and 32 now, and they would have been like 4 and 2. The thing about joy for me was that I wasn't used to it. So I pushed it down along with all the other feelings. And appreciation and gratitude was one of the pathways to bringing that back up again.
I know the feeling.
And, of course, every time we feel, allow ourselves to notice what our bodies feel like when we're feeling good, we're anchoring that into our bodies. We're changing the neural pathways. And that's really at the heart of Fast Track, is changing those neural pathways in ways that don't take repetition a dozen times or, you know, perfect practice or any of that stuff.
Yeah.
So what would it be like? Here, I'll just throw this out to everybody, not just to you, because and I'm throwing it out to me too. What would it be like to notice, to actually notice every time we felt good and pause and appreciate the crap out of it? For however long was comfortable, whether that was a split second or a half hour meditation on something. Wow, just imagine. Every time your horse does something good, every time the sun shines after it's been raining for a week, we got a glorious day here, absolutely glorious. One of those beautiful spring skies and the sun shining and the birds are all making baby bird noises. Very easy to appreciate that today.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day here too.
So can you notice what your body feels like? Well, we think of it being a beautiful day.
Yep. Yes, I have been trying to make time to notice the beautiful days lately.
Yeah. See, here's the thing, and this is for everybody, not just for Ree. This has been a big thing that I've noticed in myself. In the days when we didn't listen to fear, when we didn't pay attention to our anger, when we didn't pay attention to our fear, when we didn't pay attention to our frustration, when we blocked it all, pushed it all down inside us and pushed it down into our bodies, we pushed the joy down too. We pushed the joy down. We pushed the excitement down because you can't have one without the other. So shitloads of pent-up energy, shitloads of depression, this is going to sound like the weirdest thing in the world, shitloads of depression is actually suppressed joy and excitement. Far out. Carolyn's just pointed out that this appreciation and gratitude stuff is literally changes our neural pathways. That is the heart of fast track. We're changing our neural pathways. But suppressed joy and excitement and all this other good stuff, wow. Who would ever think that that was what we were pushing down?
Yeah, this
is a smiley feeling to think about. Yeah, I can feel it resonating. I can feel it resonating. Yeah, can you feel that, Ree? Notice the changes that are happening in your body because you can feel in your body the rightness of what I just said.
Yeah.
You can feel the truth of it. It's true. It's true for you.
Yeah, it's so true.
I got a few tears in my eyes.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, wow.
Just while we're talking about this stuff. I had a few reminders from Planeta lately, and when I was having difficulty in the afternoons getting them back to their night paddock, I had all sorts of stuff going on where the girls would be running around like lunatics and they wouldn't follow and all sorts of things were happening. Anyway, we eventually got through all that and everything was sort of happening a lot more sweeter in the afternoons now. And the last, probably four afternoons, gone in the paddock and Flamino's just stood there and he's like, "I'm waiting, Mum." So I go over and anyway, for quite some time he's been quite stiff. in his neck, and we've been doing neck exercises and stuff. And anyway, I was standing next to him and he just turned his neck, and I'm like, okay, we're going to do neck exercises. So I just sort of stand there by his shoulder and ask him to bring his face around, and he'd like amazingly wrap his neck around my body and just stay there. And I'd just breathe in his horsey smell. And yeah, then he'd relax, and he was relaxed the whole time. He'd take his face around to the front again, and anyway, and it was just mind blowing to think, wow, we haven't done this for so long, and he's asking to do it. And I asked him to do it again, and he did it again, and it was just mind blowing. And then I thought, okay, well, maybe we can do the other side. And that's always been his stiff side. Well, wow, he just amazed me. He turned his head like he was elastic.
Wow.
He just wrapped his head around me and his neck around me, and it was just amazing. And, yeah, it just changed everything. And,
while you were talking, Carolyn and I, when we're working with a seminar, and she's doing the chat room and I'm doing the board, because it's quite a complex tech thing that has to be happening here, and it's hard for me to do both things at the same time. Carolyn wrote, holy shit, that's the paradox. Depression is the suppression of joy and excitement and appreciation.
Yep.
Far out. Ray.
That brumpy of mine, he just amazes me.
Yeah, there's something special about Brumby, isn't he? Ray. I can feel an enormous ripple effect from this conversation that's going to be happening to you with you over the next little while as you observe joy and appreciation and excitement and all that kind of stuff as well, knowing that some of the stuff that's bottled up is actually that. Come into the forum. You know, there's the archives, seminar archives. Come into the forum and let everybody know how this pans out over the next few days. Because I've just got the feeling this is freaking huge.
Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah, you can feel the energy changing in your body even as we're talking, can't you?
Yep.
Now that is a serious woohoo. I'll reach out and give you a big freaking hug.
Yeah, you always know when to appear. I mean, yeah. It just amazes me.
But that's the universe has got your back stuff.
Yeah.
Plus... because you're on a program, or you're on my radar anyway, but you don't have to be on a program to be on my radar. Okay. Wow. Much love to you. We want to know how this goes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetheart. You're welcome. Okay. Let me see if I can find Janet in there. Okay, here we are. Here she is. Hi, Jenny. Could I ask everyone's help regarding my horse wanting to rush home as soon as we head in that direction, even 10 kilometres from home. I've been riding one and leading one, so he's been used to company and probably wants to get home to his mate. If I let him go faster, he shies badly. Okay. Okay, Janet, there's a bit of a theme going on today about looking at the getting a different energy around the problem than when we're just kind of focused on it. So here's the thing. There's no doubt that it's a problem, you know, and it's not safe. It's not safe for you. It's not happy for him. So okay, I'm just letting my mind, body, spirit tell me which direction to take here. So you'll notice the theme today has been around problems, recognizing the problem, even allowing ourselves to notice all the feelings that we feel around the problem, and then finding the willingness to find the answer, to notice the answer. So if you take your attention to your outward breath, and again, everybody could practice this together, create a gorgeous amplified field. Gosh, you should have felt, for those of you who feel energy, you would have just felt this monumental expansion of energy as I said that. Everybody kind of dropped in at the same time and it went whoosh. The difference is huge. So paying gentle attention to your outward breath, Janet, and the way that the lower part of your ribs just squashes that last little bit of air from your lungs. And you're not doing it on purpose. You're just allowing, you're just noticing the way the lower part of your ribs works on your breath. There's quite a bit of breath restriction here, sweetheart. So just keep paying gentle attention to the outward breath. And see if you can find a smiley kind of place at the same time. We got a heap of techniques that can help you with this problem. But the first thing I think to do is to change the energy around it. And then which technique to use will come easily. And I can give you some fast track lessons to help you with the techniques later. I can see through the chat room that the energy's running, everybody's running energy like crazy. So notice, Janet, that as you've been paying gentle attention to your outward breath, that the inward breath, where your ribs are kind of flaring open to let the air into your lungs, notice that your ribs are actually moving a bit easier. And that your face feels just a little bit smilier. There. That's a pity I can't have the direct feedback, but I can feel what you're doing anyway. There, now your ribs are really starting to free up. Good. So appreciate the heck out of what your body feels like now that you're actually breathing. Notice what that feels like in your whole body, like to be able to breathe like this without that feeling like your ribs were encased in an iron lung. Now, here's the thing, sweetheart. Some of this rib stuff isn't even yours. Some of it's your horse. I just gave you the answer. I don't normally do that. But you're closely connected to your horse and you're looking for the answer. So you've actually been feeling his lack of breathing. It's a signal of tension. And it's probably got its source a long way from, a long way before you're actually riding home. Let me explain what I mean. Well, I noticed the tension in you even just as we were paying attention to our breath. So I suspect your horse is not breathing properly before you even get on. So now that you're breathing, let's see if we can find this willingness feeling to find the answer, to notice where the answer's really coming from, where the problem's really coming from, what's really going on here. So can you feel willing? To notice what's really going on here. You don't have to know how you're going to get the answer. You don't have to know what technique you're going to use. Can you just feel willing? Yeah, that's the start of it. It's not all yours, is it? Can you feel how this is your horse as well? Just whack that in the chat room for a second. If you notice that that's also, that rib stuff is not breathing stuff, is also your horse. If you can feel the truth of that. So the same kind of pattern is there that's been a bit of a theme for today in looking the problem clearly in the face, being prepared to feel whatever we feel around a problem, knowing that there's another half of it, that there's the reason behind it, that there's the big picture, that there's the understanding, that there's the connection with your horse, whatever it is. Excuse me, I'm going to burp. Pardon me. I hope you couldn't hear that. I put my hand over the speaker. And that changes the energy. So instead of the kind of constricted energy of the problem that was the problem originally, you've got this open kind of feeling when you're feeling the willingness to understand it, to see the rest of what's really going on. Wow, what a gorgeous theme for the day. I hope that was helpful, Janet. Coming into the forum over the next few days and tell us what happened, and plus feel free to email me And I'll point you to the lessons in Fast Track that will help you with some techniques that you can use and things to think about before you even, things to check out before you even put your foot in the stirrup. Okay, cool. Now we've got Katie. I recognise your phone number, Katie. How's that?
Oh my goodness gracious! What's going on?
And you're the last one because I'm almost at my limit for sitting. So I knew that
you would be. Actually, I'm surprised that you still are. I had a feeling that it was getting that way for you.
Yeah, I'm still comfortable, but My connection to my body is getting very much better than it used to be, which I'm terribly pleased about. It's very exciting. Okay.
Yes.
What did you want to talk about today?
I've been listening to everyone. This is an awesome call. Thank you so much to everyone for, I could say, having the courage, you know, the willingness, the openness to really go places that sometimes aren't as comfortable and joy-filled initially, as we hoped, but then working through that.
Yeah. Yeah, just everybody just pause and feel the appreciation for that. Like, I've got ripples of gratitude running up and down my body. It's like, you know, we were talking about Robin's horse earlier, you know, being prepared to be vulnerable far out.
Yes, and feeling everything, the vulnerability of feeling everything, which is what I'm kind of going through again as you know, I've managed chronic fatigue for quite a long time, and it's been quite extreme lately. And the fear to go into that, or the unwillingness, or the block, or whatever word you want to put there, is really huge. And of course, the depression links right in with that. When you're talking about that before, I mean, you know, the first thing when I feel depression is, whoops, don't want to go there, let's go over here. So that's really profound. And I've just been trying to find the willingness to, I say trying because I still get stuck at the heaviness of both of those things that I manage. You know, the fatigue and the depression feel energetically very similar to me. And they're crippling, you know, if I have this idea I'm going to get sucked into a black hole. and that's probably the scariness of willingness to go in is, shit, if I start going in, you know, I've been there before where it's been pretty black for a while and hard to get out. So that's a big part. And I think, as you say, the magic is in, it is courage to me. It is courage to go in there and know I'm going to be safe, not just safe, I'm going to find something beautiful.
Okay, so everybody drop in with Katie. Let's provide her with a shit-hot amplified field. Ew. Gosh, can you feel the bubbles of joy in that, Katie?
Yeah, that's what I was laughing at. Like effervescence.
Wow.
And that's who I am, you know. That is who we are. That is us, you know, at our core.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Thank you, everyone. I can feel that. That's massive.
I hate to point it out to you, sweetheart, but that's not them you're feeling. That's you.
Oh, thanks, everyone. I've got to get my back there.
They held.
You mean I would have gone to the moon and back?
They dropped in to hold the container for you. But those bubbles are your bubbles.
Gotcha.
Man, gotcha. Feel for the truth of this or not, right? Can you, Katie Leone, feel the willingness to understand the truth of depression being suppressed joy and excitement and appreciation.
Can you feel
the willingness to understand whether that's true or not?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you're not looking for the answer. You're just feeling the willingness. Can you feel willing to find the truth of that or not? Whether it's true or not.
Yeah.
There it is.
So why the heck is it like that? It doesn't make sense.
Well, it makes sense to me because when we suppress fear and anger and frustration and grief and all that other stuff, then we suppress joy and excitement and gratitude on autopilot. You know, it's like this big ball of stuff, and we can come at it from a whole heap of different directions. You know, earlier we were talking about coming at it from the direction of appreciation. And then the theme for today has been, you know, the willingness to look, to feel and experience the problem in its entirety, and then knowing that the other half is behind it and opening up to find that.
So then that's going into the depression or into the fatigue energy, and then
I heard in your voice that was too scary.
Yeah.
So why the shit would we want to be doing it like that when it was so scary?
That's a good point. And that's what I've been doing. That's what I've done and got lost in it. So that's where that came from, that apprehension. Was like, geez, I don't know if I want to go that path again. Thank you very much.
Oh, hang on, I'm just... figuring out how to extend the recording. Why is it not doing it on autopilot? Well, this is interesting. It won't let me do it. Okay. So notice, Katie, even in that little, you know, back off that we just did when I was looking at the recording, when you go back to the idea that depression is as much a suppression of joy and excitement and gratitude as it is a suppression of fear and anger and grief and frustration, and can you feel that sense of wonder building?
Yeah, inquiry, questioning, interest.
Yeah.
Mm.
The recording's going to drop out in 4 minutes, but we'll keep going. The board will keep working. At least the live people will keep working. I'm not sure if the chat room will keep working when the when it hits 9 o'clock. And then come back. See, we've come away from it again, and now let's go back to it again. There. So feel how easy it was to come back to it this time?
Yeah.
Is it the truth? Is that true?
It is the truth, but I'm not sure how to actually do it. That's what I've got so far. It feels true to me, absolutely.
Okay. Mm. So the how is just to be open to feeling the willingness. Don't even try and figure out how the heck you're going to do it. Just the willingness.
that's where I've got lost so many times before, is thinking I had to know how. I know you've said that to me. I heard you say it to me over and over in the course, and it just didn't. I'm thinking, well, that's great. I got willingness, but it doesn't change anything. Actually, it does. That is the change point, is the willingness. I don't have to try and figure it out.
Yeah.
And that's what I didn't get until now.
See,
is it willingness?
That willingness place is literally the Einstein factor place in your brain. And from it,
and not
everything else flows.
So not
in that place, in that place flows healing for yourself, healing for others, understanding, infinite possibilities open up in front of you. You name it, whatever it is that you need in this moment flows in that moment when you're in that space and in that
and energy. All it is, just to clarify, because this is really, really big for me, I want it to stick. All it is the willingness, not the knowingness, just the willingness. I don't have to know anything right now, just willing. See that? I want to stick that in like a tattoo. And really to get that.
Corey's got a beautiful expression. She says, I'd like to tattoo that on my forehead.
Exactly. I'm with Corey. It's just like the willingness is like, oh, that's great, I'm willing. Now, what do I do? And I get stuck there because I'm stuck in that, I don't know, and that's it. So we go round and round and round, but the willingness, just stop there. That is it. That feels funny. I mean, funny, good, but funny is in limbo land for me because there's nothing. It's like I can't hold anything, but that's where the magic is, isn't it? That's what you're trying to say.
And Jan's just put a post in that Marilyn's brought to my attention. She says, I've always had a tendency to suppress joy and, hang on, my phone just turned off, and excitement because if I didn't feel it, I didn't feel the loss of it when it was gone.
Uh-huh. Ooh. Yeah, that's a good point.
And Sue's got her hand up for a contribution here too. Sue, you're open.
Katie,